It was an incredible mystery that baffled citizens of Twin Pines. A puzzle that drove Zack Marrow to the edge of madness. Everyone in town was fascinated by the weird enigma, but most of all, Zack yearned to solve the grotesque riddle of what was in Sandora's box.
From the looks of his bloody knife, Zack's butchered someone. Gotta give him a third degree.
Afraid it's too late. Zack Morrow's dead, and I think I know who his victim is. I've got a hunch that Zack finally solved the secret of what's in Sandora's box.
You know who he killed, Doc? Come on, don't make a secret of it.
As soon as I put some clothes on, boys, I'll show you the scene of the murder and tell you a ghastly story while we're going there.
The old Spooner place, eh? This is where that creepy Sandora stayed, isn't it?
Yep. Ever since he came to town 6 months ago. I don't know. I sent the letter that brought him to Twin Pines. As soon as I catch my breath, I'll tell you about it. As I plodded toward the moldering old Spooner place with numb footsteps, I began to speak at a moment 6 months before when the tragedy started. It was late at night.
You're Doc Lee, Rachel. I just got this letter you sent.
Then you, your mother and Fred Spooner's son. The one who was sent away years ago for, observation. The one who changed his name to Sandora.
That's me, all right. Just pulled into town.
Welcome to Twin Pines, Sam. That letter I sent you, it was your mother's dying wish. Come on inside, and don't be afraid to talk to me, Sam. Mother and Fred told me all about it. Perhaps I should have told everyone in town about Sam's secret, warned them. But somehow I couldn't force myself to. It was so ghastly that Sam would have killed to keep folks from finding out.
He's asking for trouble, Doc, always toting that fool box on his shoulder. The kids are beginning to call him the crazy man.
That guy's beginning to get on my nerves, and that weird box he's always carting around is creepy. I suppose he's gotten there anyway.
Switch me. Whatever it is, it must be mighty valuable the way he don't ever never let go of it.
Here's my week's order, Mr. Chart. Fill it as soon as you can and deliver the stuff to the Spooner place. Personally.
Sure, Mr. Darrow. I'll take care of it right away. Fill this order immediately, Zack. I'll run it over as soon as it's ready.
Who's that guy thinking this is a chart? I'll deliver all your groceries. Ain't I good enough for that zombie? He's got some nerve. I'm not like him asking for personal service.
Other folks in Twin Pines were puzzled by the box that Sam always had perched on his shoulder. But simple-minded Zack Morrow was infuriated by it. And so, a month later...
Okay, what a crazy loon to the old dog when he meddles on his place. I'm gonna find out what's in that time.
What are you doing here? I distinctly told Mr. Chuck...
He's busy, see? If you want this grub, you'll have to lug it inside yourself, like anybody else in this town. If you can put that silly box down long enough...
Bring hold of that stuff, you stupid gorilla. Bring it in the kitchen. Hey, clear out! Stay out of my way!
Ow! Okay!
The weeks passed and never did anyone see Sandor without that weird box clinging to his shoulder. While others talked occasionally of the mystery, it occupied Zack's mind incessantly.
If you ask me, he's got money in that fool trunk. A fortune, maybe?
No. Oh. My hunch is he's got a revolutionary new invention in there.
Wife and I have been talking about it. Because who hasn't here in town? We come to the conclusion he's got the body of a dead child in there.
This is driving me batty! We're gonna find out. I can't sleep nights!
Yeah! What you got in your box, crazy man? Captain Kidd's treasure?
I'm gonna do it right now! He's not gonna make fools of us anymore! Why don't you watch where you put your clumsy feet? If you pay less attention to that loony box, maybe you'd know where you were going! The box! It's still on his shoulder!
It didn't fall! Even with his hands not holding it! It's treasure, like I said! He's got that cursed thing fastened to his coat somehow! A magnet, maybe?
No baddie. It's mighty clear to me now. It's dirty magic.
Enigma was too much for Zack Morrow's tormented brain. Like a hideous nightmare, it haunted him night and day until...
Here comes our filthy devil now. This time he won't get away. Even if I have to kill him. Now we're going to find out what's in that lousy thing on your shoulder. I can't pry the crummy thing loose. And the lid... It's shut through dead, I can't find it! Or get it open! Even if I have to get it off!
But precisely at that moment, I came along the street on a medical call. If I had known the wild spasm of rage torturing Zack Morrow, perhaps I might have let him share the grotesque secret I shared with Sam Dora.
Someone's coming! Gotta get out of here!
More the townspeople avoided Sam Dora, speaking of him with mounting dread and frightened whispers. But to Zack, the horrible box had become a torment that mocked him around the clock.
Ain't you had enough to drink, Zack? Been 3 hours.
Shut up, bring me another bottle!
Sam's holding up in his place and rarely venturing out anymore. Must have been the last straw to Zack. His eyes gutted with fiery rage as he walked the streets day and night.
A crime he's trying to cover up, eh? Ha! I'll find out soon enough. Or maybe something he found in the Spooner place. Inheritance, probably.
Tonight he could stand it no longer. Somehow he managed to crawl into the Spooner place.
Who's there?
Even sleep that cursed thing in his father, does he? Must be worth $1 million! Another minute will be mine!
No, please, don't.
Oh, hack it off with your own knife! Rip it up with my bare hands, it'll be mine! Mine! It's starting to loosen! In another second, I'll know! I'll know what his secret is! The box is open! And good God! It can't be!
Ah, no! No! Ah, I gotta run! Get out of here! I gotta hide! Run! Run!
My leg! I broke it falling! Got to get the dock clean! Help me! Hide me! Help me! Keep the box away! Yeah! Let me in, Doc! Save me! He'll be coming after me in a minute! Hurry!
It's Zack Morrow, covered with blood! And he looks as if he's out of his mind!
The box!
Emmy, get the police right away. I think Zack's heart's given out. The shock of this experience may have killed him. That's when you arrived, boys. Just as Zack Morrow breathed his last, scared to death by what happened tonight. As soon as I get out of this bathrobe and into some clothes, we'll head straight for the Spooner place. That bloody knife in Zack's hand, it belongs to Sam Dora. We plunged into Sam Dora's wrecked bedroom as I finished my ghastly story.
The place is upside down. Blood all over.
Sam, he's been hacked to death. And the box. The box!
What's with this crazy box that's going bats? What can be inside that makes a man drop dead? A poisonous snake? A black widow spider? A monster of some kind?
Doesn't matter now, boys. There's the awful secret of Sam Dora's books.
Good Lord!
Only Sam and I knew he was a monstrous freak. That's why Martha and Fred Spooner agreed to send him to a sanatorium as an infant. Why, he was never without that grotesque box on his shoulder. Poor devil. He was born with two heads.
Guys, but get me.
Take hold of that. Come on.
As soon as I put some clothes on, boys.
Good Lord!